It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati. Tuesday, November 19th. It's Tuesday. It's a football season. You know what that means, Maz?
B-B-T. Big Boy Tuesday.
The big boy himself. Wow, that makes me laugh. Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal is here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester talking football pretty much all day, but for sure for his 2 hours. And we begin with your thoughts on that game in Philadelphia and your thoughts on Tom Brady's pity party in the post game. Your thoughts on that, Greg?
My thoughts on Tom Brady's press conference performance was he has every right to be ticked off and angry. I don't care if they won the game. I don't care what happened. Look, he's in charge of a, say you're at work and you're in charge of a department, had a really bad day, really bad quarter, but the company did well. Are you not entitled to go home, you know, I don't know, maybe even at work, get a little mad at some people, go home, be angry? You're not entitled to that.
I don't like those real-world comparisons, but just go.
I mean, Mike, they're terrible on offense right now. I tried to tell you this last week, but nobody wanted to listen to me.
That's not true.
They got in a rhythm. Oh, they look good. No, they're not good on offense. They're not good. They don't and it starts with they just don't have any speed anywhere. It's like Edelman, but he's getting doubled all the time in big spots. There's nobody to draw coverage other than Edelman. There's no Gronk. There's nobody on the outside. That there's nobody to go vertical because I don't want anybody to take the top off the defense. You know, because you don't have that guy.
Do I sound like that?
Yes. Yep. Nobody takes the top. I don't want that guy. I want the guy who just catches a 3-yard pass and gets tackled.
No. You got it wrong. He takes the top off the defense. Oh, my God. You see that big, long bomb? He takes the top. That's closer to it.
So let me see your backpack here. I got to check something. See, that's what I thought. It says on the back here, Tom Brady. Which I thought, you are carrying Tom Brady's ball back.
Yeah, keep going.
So because they don't have that guy, and they don't either have Gronk, they don't have a speed guy, they don't have that, now the defense gets compressed. They don't have to worry about getting beat deep. Nobody's going to beat them deep unless there's some sort of bust or, you know, they fall for a play fake. Mike, do you realize that they ran like 15 deceptive plays in that game? They ran 9 screen plays. I mean, when you take the field, this is after a bye week, mind you. After a bye week where they've had time to sit, look at the film, what do we do well? We can't compete with Philadelphia. A mediocre team as a whole, a mediocre defense.
You mean up front?
No, in general. That was part of it. That was a good part of it. But still, they looked at it and they said, we can't compete with these guys. That's the type of offense that you run when you're
in high school.
You're like a Division VI team against a Division I team.
Greg, my argument has never been that the offense is great. Or, you know, it's good and it will be good. And I think it wasn't as...
It will be?
Yeah, I do. It'll be good when it needs to be, but you're going to win on defense.
And was it good in the Super Bowl until
that's
the last quarter?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But you won because of coaching and defense.
Right.
And what's wrong with winning with coaching and defense?
That's fine.
So this is where I'm at.
So, but Tom's not entitled to be pissed off?
It's a bad look. It's different than being a manager. And it's probably a bad look even in your scenario that you gave me. But it's a team sport. And if it's just about winning for him and he's 9-1 and to be really, to be that obvious and to make himself the story, that obviously.
He's not making himself the story. Oh, it's about the whole offense.
He did,
I mean,
with that, Greg.
Belichick has said it over the years. Offense, the offense is out there to get yards and points. They're not doing either of that right now. Why should he be happy about that? He has guys, nobody's getting open.
I posted on
BostonSportsJournal.com, I posted a story, and I have like 15 screenshots of, you tell me who's open. Nobody's open. N'Keal Harry gets out there. He can't get open at all. He's got no burst. He's got nothing.
N'Keal Harry has no burst?
Nothing.
Explain. Go ahead.
He goes out for a pass, and the guy's right with him. You know, you would expect a first-round pick to get out there and run, or at least a threat, or, oh, I got to back off this guy because he might blow by me. There's none of that.
Bust. Excuse me, Murray. You okay? Know,
Mohamed Sanu.
He's got a call.
I mean, he's a big slot guy. He's like a small tight end.
Why did Tom want him over Manny Sanders?
Who knows even if that's true? I don't know, he can catch the ball. I don't know.
Big target.
I'm just telling you that those were all. That's all the reporting is that both and I guess the Niners wanted Sanu first too, but the Patriots definitely did.
Probably because Sanu's been in that offense before,
and Brady didn't shoot it down, if you remember.
And right. He didn't. Yeah, Brady almost tacitly confirmed it. So he, you know,
but Manny Sanders, look, he wanted him because they're two interior players, and Tom would rather have
but he can't bitch
body.
About Sanu now if Sanu's not getting open when
I'm not saying he's bitching about Sanu.
Brady's the reason Sanu's here in the first place.
No, he's bitching about the offense.
Okay, so
nobody
can
get open.
Greg, who should he be mad at?
I mean, it should. I mean, I guess it's Bill.
So it's so what you're saying is nobody's getting open. There's no separation. That's a personnel issue, right?
Yes.
I mean, unless you can scheme it all the time, which I don't think you can scheme it all the time. You got to have some speed. So this is what I'm curious. Who's he mad at? Is he mad at Bill for the personnel?
He's just mad in general. He's mad that, like, he's meeting these guys in week 12, and guys are running wrong routes.
He could have met him in April,
he's mad that he makes three perfect throws in the red zone. And one, Sanu doesn't run the wrong route. He fades to the back corner where if he just went straight to the sideline, it's an easy touchdown. Then Edelman drops one in his hands. Then James White goes into the flat and fades his route instead of just going towards the sideline, catching it, stopping, and then diving for the goal line like he did in the Super Bowl against the Falcons. I mean, I can understand why he's upset. Yeah, he should be. He shouldn't just put on a, happy face. I mean, he's Tom freaking Brady. He's a perfectionist. He wants his team to win a Super Bowl.
I thought he just cared about winning. Funny me. That's another. I guess another thing that's blown out of the water. I thought it was about hard work and showing up early and being the first one there and the last one out, and all he cares about is winning. But I guess none of that really applies. So the first 17 years, 19 years of the Brady experience here has been a complete fraud. Got it. Good to know. Don't have to show up in the offseason. Don't have to be the first one in. Don't have to be the last one out. And you don't have to really care about winning. Just what your unit looks like. Okay. Well, we can rewrite all those books then. Fair enough. Interesting.
He knows what a team has to look like to win a championship, especially offensively. And right now, they are as far as they have been from it ever in his tenure.
He's pissed about, you know, first getting to meet these guys during the season when he doesn't show up in the offseason. That's rich. That's another one. How did he play? In a vacuum, singularly, how did he play?
I thought he played fine.
How did he throw the ball? How was his accuracy in this game?
He was fine. And actually, watching it back, he wasn't as sped up. Other than right after that big, you know, when he got killed, there's three guys in the backfield. He gets thrown over, and then he had those two passes right after that.
Four-plus plays.
Are you being sarcastic?
Five. I had him for five.
Almost
and,
as many as Guy.
Two minus.
So the two after he got throttled was that when he missed White in the flat and then Sanu on his shoe tops?
The white throw to the flat, that was because there was a defender there and it wasn't going to happen anyway, so he just threw it down.
Maybe it was Michelle. Then we're talking about different plays.
There was one where he got throttled and on the next play he just
had two passes right after that. They had gotten in the red zone and he got absolutely ass over tea kettle thanks to the rush, and then on the next two throws he kind of rushed them a little, but one, the play wasn't there anyways, and I think the other one wasn't.
I'm not blaming him for the game or the way the offense has been. He's the least of their problems. I'm just saying, in that particular ball game, I don't think he was that accurate. I don't think he was that great. And I thought he was just about winning, but I guess it's not. It's about how his side of the ball
works.
So what,
you expect him just because they won 17-10 over a mediocre team and they needed a wide receiver pass to even win that game, that he should take the podium and have a smile on his face and be excited that they won? You think that?
I don't think he should have done what he did the other day.
You know, it wasn't that bad. He answered the question. He wasn't in the mood. They played like crap. He didn't play great. Okay. Fine.
Well, I'm glad you said that thing in there. He didn't play great.
I didn't say he played great before. He didn't play great. I thought he played okay. You know, it's just he's getting there's no help anywhere. They can't do anything right now. I do think there are a few signs of promise from this game, but right now Mike, they stink offensively.
Okay, but they're a great team. So, you know, I'm okay with that. I thought Tom would be okay with that too.
Bill
but
is fine with it.
Apparently he's not. Bill's fine with it. I'm fine with it, not if anyone cares. They are 9-1 in the Super Bowl favorite. I have them in Miami, and that hasn't changed. I think they're in a good spot, and I think Tom Brady's in an excellent position with, again, the best team in the league, with the best coach and the best defense, and odds-on favorite to make the Super Bowl as the number one seed in the AFC. I call that a pretty good spot, but I guess we're passing the can for Brady. Thoughts and prayers. Your thoughts at 617-779-0985. We also apparently have a developing Antonio Brown situation.
It feels that way.
Do we have an Antonio Brown situation?
It feels that way.
There is a rumble, folks. There is a rumble out there, and it's not just because Bedard hasn't had lunch yet.
I thought he had gas.
There is a rumble out there. And we can't really reveal our sources, but let's just say there's a rumble that it – so, and the thing that's in the public is that Antonio Brown issued this public apology to Robert Kraft today that was
– out of nowhere.
Well-written and out of nowhere. But the
semicolon.
The well-written part is the one that got my, you know, got my attention.
Well, I find it interesting that you said the word he issued the statement that he didn't write
the statement. Yeah, well, which is, you know, I mean, I don't care. Like,
of course.
Whatever it takes.
He put his name to it.
But this is – that apology was beyond just him waking up and, you know, like his bipolarity or whatever he's got going on. Like it's, you know, he's a little off kilter. This was not one of these off kilter posts. Like he just fired it off because he rolled out of bed in a certain mood. This thing was thought out and crafted, to use a term. And I don't know. And then we're hearing a rumble. Like, is there an Antonio Brown thing out there?
This better not be true.
Maz, what do you think?
Yeah, no, it's there's something out there. Again, I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, there are people who believe that it's true, people in the know who believe that it's true.
There are people who think that Tom Brady and Antonio Brown have kept in contact.
Okay,
that's obvious.
There's no question about that.
But other than the sausage emoji on Instagram.
But that I buy. Brady loves the guy. You're like one of the truly a bad dude, but Brady loves him.
Brady wants to be his life coach.
But no, there's.
He loves them out of desperation because that's how bad they are.
He needs them.
Absolutely need him. So I don't want him back.
Well, I was just gonna say you want him back.
No,
now?
He doesn't deserve to be back. So but that will just tell you
they need
after
him?
The Josh Gordon
they
thing last
a,
year.
They can't win a Super Bowl without him.
I don't. If he's back, that means they think they can't win without him.
Okay. No. It means Brady.
Belichick's not bringing him back in the building.
You think
if he's all happy about...
You think Bill gets that call?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Ha! Stop.
Ha!
There's no shot. Brady goes to Bobby upstairs. He goes to RKK, and that right there, sorry.
You're telling me if Belichick thinks he's just fine and dandy with his defense and his 1,300-word press conferences after beating the Eagles 17-10, you're telling me that if Belichick thinks they're just fine... they're on course to win a Super Bowl that that he has no say whether AB's back or not.
On some big decisions, apparently Bill has no say. Yep, that's what we've come to learn about a lot of this. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep,
I think
exactly right.
Not in the middle of the season like this with his team. If Belichick thinks they're on course to win a Super Bowl, there's no way AB's back.
What if Gronkowski changes his mind and tomorrow says, I want to come back?
Bill would have to begrudgingly accept it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they need him.
Oh, because Brady and Robert said, Bill, we're taking him back. That's why.
Well, the other thing is, let's not kid ourselves. Bill wants him too. Bill never wanted to get rid of Antonio.
Well, that's probably true.
That's fair.
Let's not miss that part of it.
We're late. Jimmy's all pissed off. Commercial, then your thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You've won a championship 6 times, so you know what it takes. Does this team have what you need offensively to go through these last 6 weeks of the season and through the playoffs and possibly a Super Bowl?
You know, that's the question that probably everyone wants to know and tries to predict, but nobody knows at this point which team. There's only one team that's going to be able to reach the ultimate goal. You know, our team's in a decent position, so we're not going to know until we're in that position. Like I said, we're 9-1. We got to play great complementary football. There's certainly things that we need to do better offensively. We need to throw the ball better. We need to run the ball better. We need to just score points. That's the name of the game. So all these things are going to play themselves out. And again, it's not what I think or what I predict or what somebody on TV can predict or what they think or what your parents say or what your kids say. Or it's really about, you know, the mental toughness of our team to show up and try to improve, get to work, try to evaluate every game in a very, you know, fair way and have enough mental toughness to go out there and try to reach a higher level. And that's what we're going to try to do offensively.
Is the offense good enough to win a Super Bowl? Is the offense good enough to win a Super Bowl? Murray.
I think the team is good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they can do enough. You put up 21 points, the defense is good enough. Yeah, I think so.
Maz?
Yeah, well, with the defense playing the way it is, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not in a vacuum. You're not playing with Kansas City's defense, or you're playing with your defense. With your defense and your head coach and the road ahead of you, home divisional game, home AFC title game as it stands right now, is the offense good enough with all those other things considered to win a Super Bowl? Greg?
It really depends on the matchups. No, don't shake your head, Mike. It does. I mean, if all of a sudden they have the Colts in the AFC championship game instead of the Ravens, if you're telling me they have to play the Ravens in the AFC championship game at home.
Yep.
I don't think this offense is good enough right now. I don't think they can win that game. I don't think they can score enough points.
So you got the Ravens in that one.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Well, look, we got to stand there. That's fine. You know, and it's possible you go KC divisional round, Baltimore AFC title game. You got a real road there. I mean, you'll still have the bye, but it's possible. And if you trip up here, I mean, I just don't think Baltimore is going to run the table. And I don't see you losing more than one game. Maybe there's another hiccup
they
here.
They are playing really well right now.
Baltimore.
On both sides.
No, they are. They are. I don't know. Are they going to run the table? I don't think so. And I don't think you lose more than one if that. You know, I thought Sunday was going to be your toughest remaining game. So, you know, I would not be surprised one bit if they stay 15-1.
Well, I mean, the Ravens have the Niners. That's the big game. I mean, I think they'll...
What are they going to
do? They have the at Rams coming up.
Give me Baltimore's last 6 games, please.
At Rams.
At Rams this week.
Yeah, I think it's a Monday night game.
Okay, go.
Home to the Niners.
Yep.
At Buffalo. That could be a little bit
those
of a
those are
test.
Three tough games.
Yep.
Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Home to Jets. At Browns versus the Steelers. Home to the Steelers.
Well, let's see what the Steelers are playing for. So, I mean, I'd
probably
say
nothing.
In Baltimore, though.
Nothing.
Okay, so they got at least three real games on that schedule. I don't know. I think they're going to try. So, I mean, I just like your spot. I just like your spot. If you were in a different position, if it were last year, and I was wrong about last year, I was wrong. But, you know, I looked at you last year and I said, okay, 11-5, couldn't win on the road in the regular season. You weren't going to be hosting the AFC title game. I said, okay, it wasn't good enough. It turned out that was good enough. So, I mean, I was off on that, but now you're going to have that road where you're going to be home? I don't know. I'm not betting against
you. I mean,
you.
That's valid, but the way I look at it is they barely had enough offense last year. Barely. Are they anywhere near as good as they were last year?
On paper, offense? No. Nope.
I mean, they don't have the running game. They don't have Gronk. They don't have, you know, even Hogan. Was Hogan on the team last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Even Hogan contributing. I don't think they're close to last year. So that's why I say right now, I don't think they have enough.
Okay. I think they do.
Now,
I think they
a certain wide receiver comes back.
Okay. There's Antonio Brown stuff out there. So we think it's the rumble is real. Let's just tell you that. There's people out there connected to the situation who think there's a real shot there, which is, to me, staggering.
Me too. I never thought that this would be remotely a possibility, and frankly, I still have my doubts.
Stunning. And a mistake. The only thing that would change my mind about my confidence in the team is to bring that dirtbag back here. Either way, Greg Bedard is brought to you by Jarvis Ford. As John and Michael Jarvis like to say, honesty, integrity, and family. That's my motto. It's not just how we do business, it's who we are, Greg. Jarvis
That's
Ford,
right.
Just off Route 2 in Ayer. As promised, to your phones. Is this offense good enough to win a Super Bowl with? Jeff in New Hampshire, go.
All right, listen, you guys' take in regards to Brady being selfish and being upset because they only put up 17 points and the offense looks bad is such a freezing cold take. You know why he's upset? He's upset because he knows. He sees this offense. Nobody's going to come in and save them right now, AB aside. So he's upset because he knows this isn't going to be enough. You guys keep saying, oh, the defense is enough. If you play somebody like Russell Wilson, somebody like that in the Super Bowl, he is going to flame that defense. He's going to absolutely dice them, and that's why he's upset. He's not upset.
He's upset because he doesn't believe in the defense. He thinks the defense is a fraud, Jeff?
No.
Hold on. You agree. Jeff, you think the defense is a fraud?
No, I did not say that.
Well, hold on. Wait, yeah, you did.
You just said Russell Wilson would dice them up.
You just said Russell Wilson will torch them. So you got to pick it there, Patriots fan. You got to pick it. Is the defense a fraud? In which case, Brady's right and he's justified. Fine. If you believe that with Brady, then you think this defense is a fraud. Okay, fine. It might be. But I want to hear that. But you can't have that both ways. You can't sit here and tell me Brady's right. He knows it's not good enough. Russell Wilson will kill us in the, you know, if we face Russell Wilson, he'll torch us. So then you don't believe in the defense. I didn't say that. Well, yeah, you did. So pick one.
Okay, but don't you think that there's a half-truth in there somewhere?
No half-truths. Black, white.
Okay, well, that's right. I forgot. Forgive me. Like, if you were to play a team like New Orleans, that's good on both sides of the ball. Don't you give New Orleans an edge?
I give New Orleans a sniff because of their coaching. Is what I do. And I think, and I've made the mistake too, of too often of playing it out with the rosters and like leaving out the whole coaching component and the position the player is going to be put in. And New Orleans is balanced. I understand what you're saying. I also think the coach has a clue. That's why I give them a
okay, sniff. But again, I'm just saying that, take the coach out of it for a second, and I know you can't, but I'm saying if Peyton had the roster of the Chiefs.
So what's your point exactly? I'm sorry.
My point is that the Patriots, if they run into a team that can score a little bit on their defense, that their offense could hurt them.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, that's not unrealistic to believe that.
I believe that, too. But now you're talking about...
Right. There aren't many teams that could pull it off.
There's not many teams that can pull it off. There's 2 weeks to prepare. Now you're in a one-off game in the Super Bowl where I sort of like Bill's chances. I mean, and that's just sort of how I look at
it. Put it this way. If someone beats the Patriots, how's it going to happen?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I
can't answer that.
No, their offense is going to score enough, and the Patriots aren't going to be able to punch it in and match it. So it might be 23-17. Like, I don't know that someone's going to put up 37 on that defense again. I don't know that it's going to happen that way. I think if they lose, it's going to be 23-20 or 20-17.
I think it's too hard to predict. What was the over-under in the Super Bowl last year? It wasn't 16, and that's what it ended up being, okay? So they gave up whatever, 37 to Baltimore. Who had that? So how are they going to look? Who the hell knows?
Okay, but take an educated guess on what you've seen.
I think anything can happen. It's freaking football.
Well, then what are we talking about?
What do you mean, what are we talking about?
If anything can happen, what the hell are we debating it for?
Because that's what we do. But predicting the future, you know about predicting
I'm
the future.
I'm trying to get you to debate it, but you won't debate it.
Because debating the future is dumb. It's like, because no one can do it. Do you know why the Bankroll Boys have a 57% winning percentage? The Lifshatz and...
Because they lose 47% of the time.
No. Because they bet Korean women's soccer on Mondays and Tuesdays. And they bet... I'm not joking. They bet WNBA. They handicap WNBA referees.
Yeah, this is Lifshatz's big thing.
Yeah. He bets... I'm not joking. WNBA. Because he thinks the WNBA refs can be Scott women's basketball. And this is why they have a 57% winning clip. Their NFL bets suck like everybody else's. It's impossible.
Okay, but I'm not asking you to bet. I'm saying that in assessing the Patriots, looking at them.
Thank you, Greg.
Which side of the ball is stronger?
I hate debating the future. I do.
Keep facilitating over there, whatever you
do. No, I want opinions. Not two second gaps between answers.
But opinions aren't predictions. Predictions and opinions are different.
They're not.
I like the Patriots to win it all, okay? They could win 35-32 or 10-7. They had both of those games last year. They won the AFC title game 30-something to 30-something, and then the Super Bowl 13-3. Did anyone have that? So what's really the point of trying to predict that score?
That's sports radio.
It's just silly to me. It is, unfortunately, sports radio.
This is what we do.
Not about predicting the score, but go ahead.
I will debate the past.
I'm beating my head against the wall.
I will debate the present.
Now you know Same. How I feel.
I will debate the present and the past with you till the cows come home, okay? Which we will do next in 3 Up and 3 Down. That's after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Dugger Mass. For sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub. Now, it's time for 3 Up.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice call.
And 3 Down.
I don't even understand the call. You're trying to go vertical on 3rd and 4. I'd rather run him on a slant with his size.
With Greg Bedard of BostonSportsJournal.com. 3 Up.
And the Patriots have won their 6th Super Bowl title.
3 Down.
He sucks.
He blows.
Here on Felger and Mez.
All right, who we liked, who we didn't in the Patriots win over the Eagles on Sunday. Big Boy and Maz weigh in. Big Boy's got his support courtesy of Scott and Maine. Thanks again for sending that in. We appreciate it. Greg, who's your number one star for this game?
It's got to be under 300 pounds. That's a restriction now.
No. Danny Shelton.
Yeah, it's eight. There you go.
He was great in the middle. I mean, he tied for the team lead with 7 tackles. That never happens for an interior defensive lineman. He was great in this game.
I went Terrence Brooks. I thought he was dynamite, really. Again, I said this to you yesterday. I like Brooks in the preseason. He plays hard. He runs around all over the place. He's a better pass defender than I thought. I thought this guy was just a special teams player when they got him. He's good.
Okay, second star.
He can stick.
Stephon Gilmore. Can we nickname him Primetime or something? Because
I hate nicknames.
He raises his level, you know, in these primetime showcase games. I mean, he was great in this. Only allowed 2 receptions on 7 targets. And he made, as a bonus, Zach Ertz whine like a 3-year-old.
I was going to say, he got Ertz for most of that, for some of that game right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Robo punter, Jake Bailey. I love this guy. He was a factor. He had that one bad punt, but the special teams in this game were a big part of the win.
Okay. Yep. Third star.
We're restricting this to players over 150 pounds. Yes. So I'm going with Shaq Mason.
Ooh.
Is back in the top. Had a clean sheet.
Somebody
welcome back,
your phone call
Shaq.
This week.
Welcome back, Shaq. He was great in this game. Now, he didn't have Fletcher Cox the entire game. He kind of took advantage of Ted Karras a few times, but he was much better in this game. He was tremendous. This was one of the silver linings for the offense in this game is that Shaq was back, and that could mean some good things for this offense.
Nick Folk, do you tell me, did you notice him?
Nope.
It's a good sign, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
First time in a long time. Like, they got three field goals attempts where they didn't get in the red zone. They got all three field goals, and they needed them. They needed them in this game. He made them. They weren't long kicks, but their kicking operation actually looked like a kicking operation.
Three up, three down. Here are your three down, your number one dud for the game.
Ted Karras. He was mostly responsible for the screen game just not being there. I mean, he's just not athletic enough. He can't get out there. If there's any area where they missed David Andrews more than anything, it's in the screen game because Andrews was awesome at it, and Karras just can't measure up.
Hey, Jim Murray, I need your help here. Can you spell the receiver who wears number 14, Mohamed Sanu? How do you spell his last name?
S-A-N-U.
And you. The last letter is U?
Yeah.
Like useless. Useless. U as in useless. He sucked in this game. I thought he was brutal. And in fact, I'm starting to think Bedard was right after that 10-catch game. Where, did you remember seeing Sanu really in this game at all? A couple things. He had the punt return. There was a reverse.
I like his punt return, yeah.
Okay, but in the pass game, he had non-factor. Non-factor. Zero. Zip. What do you have, 2 catches for 4 yards?
Yep.
I can fart that far for crying out loud. Useless.
And Greg, according to your film study, the receivers were not getting open.
No. No one's open.
N'Keal Harry, nothing.
Nope. Mm-mm.
No burst from N'Keal Harry?
Nothing. And the thing, and it's the Eagles played a lot of man covers. They brought a lot more blitzes than they normally do. And, you know, I think Harry could be fine if the guy's playing off and he can run a slant, sort of like Gordon did. But man on man, there's nothing there.
Okay, second dud.
Marshall Newhouse. I mean, he had like 5 pressures allowed. You know, look, I don't want to pile on the guy. And I don't think he was terrible in this game. And I don't think the protection was terrible in this game. But he wasn't good.
You should just leave his name on your list. Like, erase everyone else.
Boilerplate.
Yeah, fill in around Newhouse every week. That's what I would do if I were you. Sony Michel. Terrible again. I mean, you know, look, I know the offensive line was an issue in terms of the run game. They had trouble running the ball. That's not totally on him. But when the quarterback throws you a pass and you basically hand it to the other team, garbage. I mean, I have lost so much confidence in him. It's not even funny.
So is Brady.
Yeah, I don't want him on the field in any sort of key situation.
Third dud.
Dietrich Wise. He only played 9 snaps, but boy, he was
hand
just
to the face.
I was going to say big penalty.
Hand to the face, getting shoved in a running game. Just no.
And they pulled him right off the field after that hand to the face. He came right off. That was it. I had Brady third. And again, I thought he was pedestrian in this game, but honestly, I think he belongs on the list for that act post game. Holy crap, was that garbage. You won the game. Like, should you at least say, hey, it was a tough game, tough spot, good team. We get some guys, we get to work in, we get some things figured out on offense, but overall, it was a good day for us. Is that so hard?
Okay, thus concludes 3 up, 3 down. Is the Patriots offense good enough to win the Super Bowl? We debate that. There's an Antonio Brown rumble out there on top of the public apology he crafted to Robert Kraft today. And there's some people in the know out there who think there's a real shot he's coming back here. Okay, so that's on the tip. What do you think of that? And in conjunction with that, maybe in a related story, the dick move of Rob Gronkowski was paid off this morning. How's it feel, Patriots fans? How's it feel to be used the way he's been using you? And we'll give you our thoughts on the Rob Gronkowski announcement, and we'll play it for you coming back, the beginning of it. It's a play on one of the oldest skits, you know, maybe in drama, with the devil over one shoulder and the angel over the other. The most famous one for people of my age is Animal House. Bleep her brains out. You know what I'm. You know that thing, right? Okay.
It was like 2 minutes long.
The Gronk thing.
The Gronk
thing. Yeah. Way too long.
Okay, it was too long. But it's just so you know, just so people understand, so I'm just so when you hear it coming back, that's what that is. There's the party Gronk over one shoulder and the football Gronk over the other. debating about what he should do. And we all know by now what he's chosen to do. And we'll get your reaction to that in our long commercial-free segment next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mazz.
Yo, Brock, what's up, my man? I've been working on the most genius game plan ever. My ship. Forget about that ship. I'm talking about the ship. Did I hear ship? Did someone say championship? This again. No. We are not talking about SBLIV. We are talking about getting LIT. That's right, buddy. Drink up. Sippy, sip, sip. Bro, you have so much left in the tank. We need you back on the field this season, fighting for another ring. We're going to be world champs again, but this time of party. It's going to be the biggest rager Miami has ever seen.
So that was it. He's announcing he's hosting a party in Miami for the Super Bowl. How'd that taste? How'd that feel? How'd that taste, Murray? What'd you think?
Oh, I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to be something stupid. I thought it might be a new brand of mayonnaise, a hot sauce, something. So it's some stupid party that I don't want to go to, that I wouldn't want to go to in Miami. Good. Have fun. Have fun with that. Now just go away. Enough of this guy.
I mean, come on. Like, you know, to me, this was entirely predictable. This is not going to be about football. This is just to promote his latest venture. So great, he's having a party at the Super Bowl. Terrific. And look, the Gronk thing to me is like so far gone. I am.
It's just a donkey move to draw in the football people. It's just a dick move. It is. I've been saying it for 2 days because it just struck me. It's like, you know, I mean, I understand why they do it. Because that's the only way anyone's going to listen to Gronkowski is if he has a shot to play football. No one cares about him in a non-football context. So they got to draw in the football. But in the meantime, there are people who care deeply about this stuff. And he's just dinking you around.
And I'm surprised he didn't draw it out even further. Just saying, hey, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the Super Bowl. A couple of teaser videos for a few more days, another week or so. And then he announces the party just to keep that carrot dangling in front of you.
Just yanking you back and forth.
Totally. But again, I would say at the same time to fans, can you just let it go? Let it go. He's not coming back.
Okay, but you understand he's the one that's intentionally keeping them on the hook.
Doesn't mean you have to believe it.
You know, I mean, and some of that stuff, the thing where he retweeted the Brady thing with the call to his receivers.
I thought that was the worst part. That he put that out there, I thought was a total, and that he wasn't coming back was a complete jerk move.
Thank you.
Like, you know, look, I understand they want to sell something and all that, but if Gronk cared about Patriots fans and their feelings, because some of them really do want him back, and I understand that, especially with this team. I wrote a column saying that the Patriots need to go get him or some difference maker like him, but specifically Gronk, make the call because you need him. And some fans care about that, and to put that out there, if Gronk cared about Patriots fans, then he would have waited until December 1st to make an announcement like this, till it's over and done with. But to tease them like that with the Brady call to the receivers and all that, and the Super Bowl thing, it's just, it's wrong.
Yeah, look, I'm not telling you it's right. I mean, it is a dink move completely. At the same time, I would say stop wishing for him to come back. He's not coming back. Forget it. Let it go. Let it. He doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe anybody anything. Now, the honesty thing is a different argument. Like, you know,
the dishonesty.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
The false advertising.
Yes, yes. He's manipulative.
He's stringing you along.
He's manipulative. At the same time, I would say just let it go. Just forget it. He's not coming back. Accept that as a reality and you won't be duped.
I would say, I would agree with that totally if he wasn't leading you on. But he's purposely leading you on. And he's purposely leading you to believe he might come back. And he's purposely keeping you on the hook just to pull the rug out from you, just to dink you around. And I'm sorry. That was me. That's just, he deserves to be called out for that. And so we have. And so, again, how does that feel? For those of you who thought he was really coming back and you had your hopes up, it turns out he was just trying to sell you a party. How do you feel about that? Do you care? I mean, I think it's bad, bad form. So the one piece of good news from the thing, the one piece of good news is that we can now officially, and after today, I know I said that after I had to watch him on that horrible Fox pregame show, his first Fox appearance, I said, never again, I'm not discussing Gronkowski till he's in uniform. So he sucked me back in. You know, maybe that's it. I feel duped. I mean, not that I thought he was going to come back, but the whole thing I felt had to be covered. Now it doesn't. Now, he said on there, you know, maybe in the future, but not this year. You know, now we can officially, after today, you know, we're going to reset this topic later on in the show. But after that reset, and after we discuss it today, the words Rob Gronkowski will never cross my lips again this year. I know.
No shot.
We will not.
I take the under?
We will not program a segment on this show for it. If something happens and we have to, we have to. But
is that a prediction?
Yes.
Good job, Tony.
Yes. It's just a long way of saying now I'm officially, after today, officially done.
Oh, God, he's been done for a long time.
Because, boy, could I give two craps about him with his shirt off and a pina colada in his hand. Like, I'm not a 13-year-old boy. You're going to have to go elsewhere for the Broheem crap, okay? I'm sorry. That is, you know, you all can bro out somewhere else. I unfortunately, I'm an adult. I'm old. And I could care less about Gronkowski and the booty and the Bacardi and the beach and the bikini and the, you know, I could give two stinking craps about that. Please.
I think we should do a Felger and Mass Super Bowl party and we go shirtless.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. That's all I do. Oh, please, Rob, can I see you with your shirt off again?
You too, big boy.
But I'll tell you, he still looks pretty good. He's still in shape.
Oh, yeah, he's in great shape.
He's still in
shape.
And I
guarantee you he will sell more than his share of $150 tickets to party with Gronk.
Okay, back to your thoughts on this and everything else. Carl in Winthrop. What do you got, Carl, with Greg Bedard here in studio?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Carl. What do you got?
Listen, I just want to touch on that Philly game and something that nobody's touched on in that game. Nobody talks about the weather of the game. How the winds were, the rain, the bad field conditions, and everybody's saying offense, offense.
Agreed.
Who isn't making yards?
Agreed. I mean, you know. Carl, it wasn't an offensive day. So, look, I'm not telling the offense is great, Greg, and I'm not telling you, but I don't think it's as bad as it appeared. In other words, I thought they moved the ball in some key spots in the first half to get him back in the game. They converted some key third downs to keep those drives alive, to get at least some points. They sucked in the red zone. And so I think there was something there offensively. And, oh, by the way, it wasn't an offensive night. And I sort of combined.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay?
It wasn't. Watching it back, there weren't that many throws where I was like, geez, why didn't they connect on that? There weren't a lot of that. And on the Eagles side, Wentz stinks. He's terrible. That's why he has no touch on the ball. He doesn't know what he's doing. He looked like Jimmy Garoppolo against the Seahawks, like a chicken with his head cut off back there.
Well, so you're the only one who said the conditions aren't a factor, because everyone else from Romo to Zoe to anyone I've heard who's been down there.
I thought it was pregame. I thought it was going to be. But then watching the way the game that played out, wasn't.
Okay. I don't think Wentz is that bad. I hope Wentz isn't that bad.
He is.
And I know he's not that bad.
He is.
He is that bad? He's just a mediocre quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he just play that way?
He is now. He's a mediocre. Have you watched him this year? This wasn't an aberration. This is how he plays every week.
I saw him one full game against Green Bay. He looked
great. Should have heard the WIP callers the morning after the game.
Oh, no, he's sunk in this game. I'm just debating, is that what
he is? Yeah, but it's not. If it was just a one-off, no one would care. He has played this way the entire season. And when he came back from injury, he's just not that good anymore.
I'm telling you, I did see
and
him play
Peterson,
better.
He's missing Frank Wright, for sure.
It was earlier in the year, you're not listening. In the Green Bay game, he was really good.
I think he's missing.
Well, Green Bay's, back then, they were terrible on
defense.
You're
saying is he's looked like that all year. He hasn't looked like that all year.
He didn't look like that. He didn't look like that. Was DeSean Jackson the Green Bay game? When he had Jackson, he was fine. He is a guy that needs a deep threat because he's got a big arm. And it opens up the field for him because he cannot throw the ball into tight windows. He's got no touch. You're right about that. He guns everything. He can't drop a ball into a window to save his life.
Carson Wentz has had quarterback ratings this year of 120, 94, 113. That was the Green Bay game. 94 against Minnesota. 104 at Buffalo, a good defense. 91.7 against Chicago, a good defense. So his quarterback rating, and I just picked one stat just to give you a sample. His quarterback rating against New England tonight was 74. So he hasn't been a 74 rated quarterback this year.
Well, I mean, I didn't know you were going to bring out passer rating to say, oh, is he a 74 in every game? No.
You didn't know, but I was going to bring out facts. You didn't know I was going to bring out facts.
No, but I mean, like, if you, judging off his identical stats, has he been that bad in every game? No.
Thank you.
But he's a mediocre quarterback.
So let me
look up stats now to see where that factors in the league.
He needs a deep threat. He does. He's that kind of quarterback. He needs that guy because he's got a big arm.
Okay, so I just going back to the original point, weather wasn't a factor. So Brady's crappy throws are on their own merit. I was going to give him a little break for the weather, but I got to take that off the board now too, I suppose. More thoughts on Gronkowski and all this stuff with your calls after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.